Attention. Attention all project managers. Are you feeling stuck in your career? Do you even wonder where your PM skills can take you? What if I told you there were eight, and I do mean eight, incredible paths that you can take within your career to unlock your full potential? That's right. I did say eight. But how do you get there? That is the question. Don't worry. We got you covered here. P.S. Some of these career opportunities will make you think about possibly considering. Hey, if you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. I have an 8-point framework. In these 8 points, my goal, my mission, my job today is to unpack today's title. What I plan on doing today, family, is really, if you don't mind, let me share a quick story with you. The reason why this came about is a mentee of mine reached out to me. It was like, hey, I'm really loving this thing. As you told me, if I fall in love with project management, it will really work for my benefit. And I may have options that I never thought of or dreamed of. And I said, hey, wait, hold on now. I didn't say all of that. I said it's opportunities and availability. But no, seriously, family, on a serious note, what he was asking me was like, okay, what is after, I'm a project manager now, what's the next step in my career? And I said, it depends on where you want to go. And he said, don't just tell me, okay, I go from project manager to program manager to portfolio manager and then VP this and project management. Is there any alternative route? Can I take these skill sets that I've learned within project management and transfer them to other career opportunities? So today's episode, family, where I'm going to show you something different, because this is why I tell you to fall in love with project management, because of there's so many skill sets involved in one that it could be used in various career pathways if you choose not to do project management anymore. So we're going to unpack these. I hope you enjoy them, because I know there's somebody else out there that needs this episode today to understand that, yes, you may love aspects of the project management, but you don't love it enough to really stick with it. But how can you take that skill set with you and transfer somewhere else? So let's get into today. Let's get into it. Point number one, consulting. This is something I've done over my career. I loved it. I enjoyed it, because with consulting is that you are seen as the expert, even if you're not the expert, but they see you as the expert. And most of the time when you get into a consulting role, they do an intense background check and check your references and check how you led other projects. But reason why I love this is because you go from more of a decision-making role You go from more of an aggressive approach to a passive approach, meaning that when you are a full-time employee, you sometimes can't be as aggressive as you need to be as a project manager, because you don't know the bigger vision until you actually climb up, until you get into that like senior project manager or program manager, especially portfolio role. So sometimes it's like you don't know the bigger vision, but when you come in as a consultant, they tell you what the bigger vision is and the reason why you're here and what the expectation is. So there is no gray area. It's like, this is what we're paying you for. This is the statement of work. This is what we need from you. And if anything changes, if we shut down the project, then it depends on what's in your contract. Either they may pay you or they just may just dissolve the whole thing. So consulting is really great. Like I said, when I was doing it, I truly enjoy being an actual consultant. Let's move on to point number two, strategic leadership positions. Listen, one of the things that you have an opportunity to do is to eventually venture into is being like a chief operating officer, a CEO, or maybe even a chief project officer. What these roles entail is, because of the skill sets that you've picked up along the way in project management, leading cross matrix teams or diverse teams or big, large teams with multi-million dollar budgets, why couldn't you step in the role of a chief operating officer or a CEO or a chief projects officer? It's definitely an opportunity for you, family, to be able to walk into that role and grow within that role. So again, we all know that may take years as far as to be able to walk into that role, but it is a possible role that if you do decide to deviate away from project management. Let's move on to point number three. My favorite, entrepreneurship. Listen, starting your own project management consultant or business or software, or even creating a software tool to help project managers. Listen, I have a consulting business. We mentor. Really right now, the focal point is mentoring. I'm going to talk about some other aspects in here. Books, as you can see, The Magnetic Project Manager. I got two books that's already written that I keep telling you guys about, but every time I look at it, I want to change something. So again, this opens up opportunity to be able to help people and really just show them some of the things you've learned along the way. That's why I always say, family, if you don't have a mentor or a coach, and you're really thinking about this thing that I love, that I do hope you fall in love with, called project management, you should want to pay for a quote. Like, you should be honored to give somebody money to be your mentor or your coach. And let me explain why. The reason why is they're going to give you the shortcuts, not the shortcuts as far as you're going to miss a step, though. They're going to explain, hey, I know you were thinking about leaving this organization, but right now I think you should sit still and let me give you the background of the reason why. And then being able to break it down. Okay, you don't like that example. How about this? They'll be able to help guide you and have you turn corners that you may not have turned on your own because you wanted to be comfortable. Ooh, I like that. This is about to get good to me. Reason why it's getting good to me right now, family, is the point of a lot of times people don't want to pay for mentorship or coaching. They feel like, oh, they should just do it for free. And yeah, that's fine. But what about that person that went through everything? What if I asked you, I said, hey, you've been in this profession for 10 years. Let me pick your brain for free. And so I can find out everything that I don't need to do because I get to learn from your mistakes. How would you really feel about that? Listen, that's why I always push for, if there's a mentor or coach you want to work with and they have a program in place, take advantage of it. Because if they're an exceptional mentor and coach, they're going to probably 10x the value that you paid for it anyway, because the lesson that they learn may have cost them more than what you even paying for the actual course. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll get off my soapbox. But seriously, family, entrepreneurship really has you an opportunity. If you can take the time to identify any market gaps, leverage your network, like on LinkedIn, you can find me on LinkedIn, and build a robust business plan that's executable, meaning that it's not a paper business plan. Meaning if someone gave me their business plan, can we execute it, or is this just fantasy world that we are living in? Let's move on to point number four, operational management. Listen, moving into a role that's really more focused on like the day-to-day of the business is really something a project manager could step in, and I really truly believe have the success, because they're leading projects. And most of the time they're leading them blind, because we all know that one of the root words of a project is unique endeavor and temporary. With operational work, you start developing a rhythm of knowing what to expect. And so you are already be forward thinking in that way. So I'm going to give you an actionable step on this. If this is something you're interested in, gain experience in different operational roles, understand business process, and develop a mindset for where I'm about to go, continuous improvement. Let's move on to point number five, intern management roles. Listen, one of the things you could do is step in temporarily to fill a leadership role in an organization. I've seen this done time and time again, where an organization may hire leadership staff to put them in place temporarily, maybe 6 months to a year, as they're seeking the leader that they really want, but still making sure that the business is staying afloat. That's what I always recommend. I know they say, you know, focus on one skill set. I sometimes go back and forth with that, because I really believe if you have a broad skill set, you have an opportunity to gain experience, and then it's allow you to step into different industries, and you'll start building a reputation for getting projects back on track and actually done. Let's move on to point number six, change management specialist. Listen, what a project manager could do is leverage the PM skills to be able to lead organizational change and initiatives. One of the toughest things as a project manager, I love to get your thoughts on it, is having to make people change from what they were doing. Here's a perfect example. You ask that question that I always tell you guys to ask whenever you see a process or something that it just doesn't seem right. Why are we doing this? And if they say, we always done it this way, you say, oh boy, we are in trouble, literally. Because, family, what you have to understand, people don't like change. You may not even like change, but having the ability to say, I am flexible to make a change, this really makes you adaptable. And being adaptable is a key trait. I may need to do that like 10 key traits as a project manager, because this is one of them. Having the ability to be adaptable and saying, okay, this is what we got. This is the cards I have. Let's see what we can do with them. If we need to pivot, let's pivot again. And that's why it's going to be important. Look at a change management role, because this is something you deal with if you're leading projects consistently. Let's move on to point number 7, my favorite, trainer or instructor. Listen, having the ability to share your knowledge through courses, workshops, through episodes like this and training programs, you could do this, especially if you're someone that's been in the field of project management for a while. One of the things I plan on doing for the family is, if I'm looking at probably within a year or so of building my own PMP program, my own ACP program, as well as CAPM. Probably the two focus I really focus on is CAPM and PMP, but CAPM will most likely be the first, because that one is so dear to my heart. PMP is even dear to my heart as well, but this was the first project management certification I've ever received, which was the CAPM. And sometimes I get a little frustrated because people don't understand how challenging the CAPM is. And when you put in that necessary time, shout out to you, Jude, that when you put in that necessary time and effort and you're rewarded this great opportunity to get a CAPM, and people don't take it as seriously as the PMP, I debunk that. I really believe anytime a CAPM or PMP, these are solid certification. There are people that have not passed the CAPM after multiple tries. Even the same thing with the PMP. So these two certifications, family, probably I'm looking within a year time frame of actually building out a course, building out training, being your coach and training in that particular area. So point number 8. Speaker or panelist. This is another one of the things. As you guys know, I want to be a disruptor to project management. I share that over and over. And when I say a disruptor, I don't mean being negative, bringing pragmatic approaches to project management. Don't hand me a book or a book of saying, hey, these are all our processes and this is what we do. And then when I ask you, why do we do that process? And you can't articulate why. And you're the one that's up there writing the process, and you're not actually going down and testing the process out with your project managers and things of that nature. I want to speak to that, because I get frustrated a lot of times when you have people that do not lead any project, that dictate how these projects should be led. And they're not taking the time out to really build with their project managers and find out, hey, what are some impediments? What are some things? Why is this not working? Talk to me and help me understand. Because that's going to be important if you really want to build a successful PMO, if you want to have projects run as successful as they can, meaning the things you can control. Things you can control are being able to collaborate with your project managers and understand on the ground level, what are you guys seeing? What are your experiences? And even buddying up with them and attending some of their meetings and participating in building some of the artifacts with them. I'm not talking about micromanagement. I am so against that. I am just talking about building, or I should say collaborating and building a partnership together. One of the things, again, about being a speaker or a panelist, just being able to do webinars, speaking events, industry speaking events, and really just sharpening how you get better as a speaker. And I have one bonus for you, family, and I think you'll really enjoy this one, because you know where I always bring this to. It's continuous learning and development. By me doing these episodes 4 to 5 times a week, I am developing my project management tool belt that I always share with you. I'm developing how to be a better speaker. I am going through a development process, and I don't think I never want to get out of the development process. I always want to keep developing and getting better. And I don't mean to say that to sound arrogant, to say that I'm willing to make the commitment, not the interest. I'm willing to be obsessed, not just there, so I can be the best version of myself. So let me give you 3 closing remarks, family, and I'll let you go on about your way. Point number 1, strategic leadership. As I mentioned before, in a strategic leadership position, you could look at being a CEO, CO, a chief operating officer, or a CPO, what they call a chief project officer. And I know what people are saying, well, I'm probably going to need 10, 15, 20 years. You're probably right. or you may need less than that. It all really depends on the organization and what your skill set is. So don't sell yourself short already and you not even knowing what it's going to take to get there. Point number two, entrepreneurship. Like I said, family, if you're really passionate about this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, create a project management consulting firm. Create tools that project managers could leverage. There's so many things there that you can really build up your firm to really assist people in the organizations to lead better projects. And then the final one is trainer or instructor. Like I said, become certified or just start building out your own PMP, CAPM, and ACP exam material and start coaching and training people to sit and pass those exams. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I truly enjoyed delivering it today. One thing I want to say here, family, is again, if you may love project management, but you may not love it enough just to stick with project management, hopefully today I answered that question by saying there are many roles out there. Now it's going to require some things of you, just like it required of you when you stepped in this thing called project management. But if you're willing to put in the time, if you're willing to be committed, if you're willing to do what others won't do, opportunity could be there for you. Until next time, I'm out.